Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nurse Podcast, where we focus on managing your time better and building healthier habits for better work-life balance. And I think that it's so important to live with intention and purpose and really a life that you want, that works well for you, that feels right, that feels good for you. So I'm so grateful that you're here with me and joining me in this episode. Now, for March, I'm kind of having my episodes center around decluttering, organizing, and I figured why not start with our minds first? So I'm so excited to get into this episode where I'll first start off with what mental clutter is, defining that, and how we can begin to really reduce this mental clutter for more peace and balance and focus and better productivity in our lives. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Welcome, 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 friend. I just want to first apologize ahead of time if my voice sounds a little congested, raspy. I'm still kind of getting over COVID, and I have this lingering cough / congestion, sore throat. So it's really, really annoying. But here I am. I'm showing up for you guys and showing up for myself as well. And I'm so excited you're here. Now, today's episode, I'm super excited for it because I think that many of us can relate to this, especially with so much information nowadays. Like, we are literally overloaded with so much information, so many things pulling for our attention, and I feel like we can have like these multiple open tabs going on in our minds, and that can really, really affect our presence with our friends or family or significant other. It can really affect our mental health, our focus, and productivity. So I figured it was really important to really have an episode on this and kind of help you, give you some tips on how to really start to declutter your mental space. At the beginning of the year, most of January and a little bit of February, I was feeling a little overwhelmed and I felt like I had so much to do. I definitely felt this like back in November when I was recovering from whatever I had at that time, and I felt like I had so many things to do and not enough time. And I want to organize my home. I want to detox my home. I want to learn how to keep a plant alive. I just bought a plant. I'm super excited. My plant moms out there, let me know, give me tips, send me tips on Instagram, because I am excited. I got a pothos plant, and yeah, I'm just really excited to take care of that plant. So wish me luck on that. Other things that are on my mind is I'm like, okay, I need to plan out my podcast episodes. I need to make sure that April's episodes are recorded before I take my Japan trip, meal prepping, and planning my actual trip to Japan and helping my family and hanging out with them, dating. It's a lot, right? It's a lot on my mind, a lot on my plate sometimes. And it's like, it is a journey and it is a learning process, because I think that sometimes we don't realize things are put on our plates or we take on a lot until we're at that level where we're like freaking out, we're stressed out, we're anxious, and we're feeling burnt out. So I feel like lately I've had a million open tabs on my mind, and I can feel it sometimes, right? And right now in this moment in my life, I feel like I'm okay just because I've been kind of putting these things into practice, and it's been really helping me. And so I'm really, really, really hope it can help you. So you know I'm all about living with intention and purpose, and that means to me taking time to really reflect and explore, like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling right now? And that's where I really, again, wanted to bring this episode for you, friend, because I know that at some point we're feeling overloaded, right? Like, mental clutter is real. So I am here for you, and I hope you enjoy this. Okay, so what is mental clutter? So mental clutter is basically accumulation of thoughts, your anxieties, your worries, your distractions, anything that's really occupying your mind. I want you to kind of think of it like a desk with, you've got coffee cups from yesterday and your new coffee cup, you've got random papers all over your desk, your lotion's there, your headphones right there as well, you've got sticky notes everywhere that need to be tossed out. Like, I want you to think of that, like your brain like that, okay? Your mind with all this clutter. And sometimes that can cause anxiety. And I want you to also think about, like, when you have your laptop out or you're on your computer, you have all these multiple tabs out, right? Sometimes for me, I'll have multiple tabs. Like, one is like my email. Second is like my shopping. If I'm looking for something, Amazon's on there sometimes. Okay, I should say most of the times, right? Amazon's on there. What else? Just like a bunch of random, not random, but just a bunch of open tabs. And that's how sometimes I feel like my mind is. I'm like, I have all these things open going on in my mind, all these thoughts, these worries, these distractions. I got to do this. I can't forget that. I need to call this person. And it's just, I really do think it's just as stressful as physical clutter. I think we live in a time of information overload. And we are getting pulled in so many directions. And all these distractions from this phone thing that we have, so many pings and dings and rings and notifications, it's just causing your mind to open up more tabs. And mental clutter can really affect our ability to focus and to be productive. When we have too much going on in our minds from all the distractions, the worries, or overthinking, it is going to be harder to think clearly and stay focused, whether that's staying focused for work or when you're learning a new skill, you're taking a course, or you're in school and you're trying to focus for your exams or studying. It can really have an impact on that. So, again, we're just overloaded with so much information and we just have so many mental distractions that we just end up feeling so overwhelmed, anxious, and burned out. Okay, so how do we reduce this mental clutter? What helps me is first starting off with a brain dump. I love doing this every week. You can call it a mental release if you like, or whatever. There are other terms out there, but I like to call it a brain dump or a mental release. And essentially, you just take 5 to 10 minutes to just write down everything that is taking up space, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. Like, just write down everything that is on your mind at that moment. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It does not have to be a narrative form. If you want to make it into like a list, that's perfectly fine. Whatever that is, it's just getting it on paper, from your mind onto paper, and being able to see everything that is occupying and allowing yourself that space to just write it down, bring it to awareness, and just write it down. And so for me at this time, I kind of reflect as well, like, how have I felt this last week? Did I feel stressed out? Why? Why did I feel stressed out? Was I saying yes to things that I actually really wanted to say no to? Was I hanging around with people that made me feel drained and made me feel like not good about myself? It's really asking yourself, like, what were energy drainers and what were energizers, right? What were the things that gave me energy? What were the things that didn't give me energy or drained my battery? So again, don't worry about making it all nice and neat. Just write it down. The second thing that I like to do with this brain dump is prioritizing that, because most of that might be your to-do list, right? Because you're thinking, I got a meal prep, I got to buy the tickets for Japan, I got to
call this doctor next week. I have to make sure that laundry's done or whatever, right? You're writing down all those things. Now prioritize it. And I've talked about the 4Ds matrix, the Eisenhower matrix. It helps so much when it comes to really figuring out, like, what is it that I need to do now? What can wait? What can I delegate to someone else, maybe a family member, your kids if you've got kids, your significant other, or even like outsourcing, meaning hiring someone to come and do a deep cleaning in your home, hiring or buying, going for curbside, right, with your groceries or Instacart, whatever that is. It's really being able to look at, okay, what are the things I can delegate? What do I need to do now? What can I schedule out? And what can I just completely get off my plate where I'm just like, it doesn't matter if I do that or not. So I like to draw like a cross or like a line down and through the middle to make four quadrants. And so the first quadrant, right upper quadrant, I usually have the decide quadrant, which is like deciding when you're going to fit in your self-care or things that are like related to your goals, your aspirations, things that are really going to fill your cup to really make you a better person, better version of yourself, improve your mental health, your physical health, whatever that is. Because I think that those things are so important for us, but sometimes because it's not urgent, because there's no deadline, we tend to kind of put it off. We tend to put it on the back burner, right? And so if we can see, okay, what are the things that I know are really going to bring so much value into my life, really going to improve my mental health or physical health or personal or, you know, add to my personal growth, put that in that box and decide when you're going to do it, right? So using the ABCs of planning that I like to use, and I like to schedule that in. Because if you don't schedule it in, if you don't make that appointment with yourself, it's never going to get done. And no one is going to be on top of you for that, right? Because at the end of the day, like, that is your responsibility to take care of your health, of your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, to go after your goals, because no one else is going to be on top of you for that. No one's going to say, oh, you didn't go to the gym today, or you didn't eat, you haven't been eating, you know, veggies, or you didn't read the 10 pages that you said you were, unless you do find an accountability partner, right? Then that's different. But for the most part, right, most of us, if we don't have that accountability with someone, then we tend to kind of put that off because it's like, okay, well, no one's really going to, I'm not going to get in trouble if I don't do this, if I don't go work out, or if I don't meal prep, or if I don't set time aside to go over my finances and see where I'm at, save money, whatever. So really deciding, schedule that in, because if not, it's not going to happen. Now, the left upper quadrant, this is the done quadrant. So it's like, it has a deadline, so it's pretty urgent, and it needs to get done sooner rather than later. So it's pretty important. And if it doesn't get done, there might be some consequences. And for example, maybe you need to complete your basic life support before a certain time, before it expires. Maybe you need to take your onboarding exams for a new job. And obviously that's going to have a deadline, because if you don't do it, then you're not going to be hired on. This could be maybe even planning a birthday party. Obviously, that person's birthday is going to come soon. And if you don't plan things out, things won't get done, maybe catering or whatever. So it's things that have a deadline and are pretty important that need to get done. The lower left quadrant is your delegation. So what are some things that can be done by someone else? Again, curbside, a cleaning service, maybe laundry, meal prep delivery. What are the things that, again, you can delegate to someone else, either by paying someone else to do it or delegating to your family members to help you out, your kids, if you've got kids, whatever that is. And I think a lot of people are concerned, or their objection sometimes with this is, well, it's going to cost money and, you know, it might be a lot. But let's actually maybe see how much it's going to be and kind of look around, because I've said this before, everything is going to cost you something. Like, it's either going to cost you money, it's going to cost you time, it's going to cost you your health, your mental health, your physical health, it's going to cost you something. So it really just depends what your what bill you want to get, right? So again, this is the delegation quadrant. And another thing too is like another objection that I've heard is, well, they won't be able to do it like I do it, like the way I want it done. I completely understand. And it's so hard to let go of that. But 80% done is 100% better than having that added stress or task to your plate. That added stress, like it is 100% better than having it, you know, having it 80% done is 100% better. Because now you have more room, you have that time for yourself now, you have that time to absolutely do whatever you want with it. So again, done is better than perfect. All right, the last quadrant is a delete. So what can we eliminate? Any distractions or unnecessary tasks that you're like, why is this even here? So I always include social media in here as much as possible. And another example could be checking maybe work emails, or I know for like my PRN job, we have like this app where we have a bunch of updates and the huddle sheets go on there. Ask me how many times I check that. I don't check that on my days off because I am clocked out. I do not care. And I can catch up when I get back there, right? So maybe if you want to do it on your days off, highly recommend you don't. But if you need to, maybe choosing a time to kind of catch up on those updates. But for sure not on vacation, right, guys? Like deleting that. If you're on vacation, you're going to delete that. All right. So the third thing here that I kind of just want to mention is having an information diet. Now, what do I mean by that? Again, I mentioned how we are just overloaded with so much information, like emails and Instagram, social media, all these things, people texting us, messaging. There's so many things just like pulling for our attention. And I love doing social media, like a quick little detox. You don't need to go cold turkey, but we can take small steps towards reclaiming back our time and mental energy, like removing all social media app notifications. That could be one step. That way you're not constantly being distracted by your phone lighting up while you're with your friends or your significant other or taking your time off. So that could be one step. So maybe not deleting your accounts or deleting the app from your phone, but maybe removing all notifications. Or removing the apps from your phone can be another step, and only getting on that like Instagram on your desktop. That's an option. And of course, you can always deactivate the app that you use the most and keeping the other ones. So there are so many different options, and it's not so much about going cold turkey, going all hard, because it can be hard, right? It can definitely be hard. So just taking those small baby steps. Or if you want to just completely remove the apps from your phone and just trying like a day without it, go ahead and try that. So many different options. Give it a try and see what works well for you. I know when I've been spending a lot of time on social media because I have trouble sleeping at night. Like I literally have all these songs playing in my head and replaying the reels that I just watched. Like it's just not a good time. I can just tell that I've been on it for too long. So if you're like me and you're always wanting to be listening to an audiobook or a podcast, it's okay to take a break from those as well. I know it might seem scary to be alone with your thoughts, but I have really found that in those moments when I'm with myself, I really find out what my heart and my soul are trying to tell me. It's like I can just tell where I'm at internally when I shut out all the noise. So I highly just recommend going out for nature walks and just being with yourself, with your thoughts. Like it's going to be okay. I know it can be a little intimidating or scary, but just giving it a try and just not judging yourself, not judging the thoughts that come along, just observing them. And something that my therapist told me that I thought was such a good point and such a great way of looking at it was, look at your thoughts like you look at the clouds, and you're just like, oh, well, there's a cloud right there. And you keep on going, you keep on walking, just observing it without any judgment. So, friend, what are some things that you can do instead of being on your phone? Sometimes it can be hard. You're like, well, what the heck do I do if I don't have my phone with me? Is there something that you've been wanting to try, like a hobby or buying a plant? You want to start learning how to be a plant mom? Go ahead and do that. Like for me, I've been so interested and a lot more intentional this time with keeping this plant alive. Maybe you want to learn how to paint, or you want to begin organizing or decluttering your home. Take a dance class or learn a new skill. Whatever that is, try to swap that habit of going through your phone and checking social media, and instead try to swap it out with the habit of, like, actually something that I know that I've been doing is having like a book to read, like through the San Antonio Library app, and having that on my phone. And I'm trying to build that habit of like, okay, every time I use my phone, pick up my phone because I'm bored or just, you know, it's downtime at work, I pick that up and I try to read that book that's on the app that I checked out. And that's been really helpful. Does it work all the time? No. But I know that most of the time I'm doing it. And for me, that's all that matters. All right, friend. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you can begin doing a quick brain dump every week, being able to prioritize your to-do list from that brain dump, whatever comes from that, and then taking small baby steps to really just go through an information diet, is the way I like to call it, through either doing a small social media detox or going for nature walks without listening to any music or podcasts, and just taking that time to be mindful and present with yourself. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if this really helped you and you think it can really help another friend of yours, go ahead and share. It would mean the world to me. You have no idea, my friend. So until next time. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.